Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to the Devil Radio website. We have a link, how to support Devil Radio. Many of you have called in and said you'd like to support the station. We really appreciate it. Go on the website, click on the link, support Devil Radio. Gives you all the ways you can support us. And also remember to download Devil Radio app. You can do it from the website, do it from the Apple and Google store. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go. I want to pick up on something that Bill of Oconomowoc said. Why is it that Fox and the rest of them never say that Trump forced the Afghan government to release 5,000 Taliban and ISIS terrorists as a, quote, gesture of goodwill, end quote, in the, quote, negotiations, end quote, with the Taliban that he ginned up in Vienna? And the Afghan government said, look, we captured these people. You send them back, they're going to come kill us. Trump was the most corrupt president we have ever had. He's probably the most corrupt leader of any country in Western civilization, certainly in recent memory. And he did not care. And he ordered them to. They get their money from the United States to defend themselves. They let them go. And these people have come back and killed American troops, and they killed Afghan troops. Now, we had a good development. Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from the Rockford, Illinois area, he ripped Trump and Crooked Mike Pompeo, lying Donald Trump and Crooked Mike Pompeo for, quote, getting rolled by the Taliban, end quote. And he's absolutely right. What set up this debacle now at the airport was when Trump was president, he wanted to have what looked like a foreign policy success, quote, peace in Afghanistan, end quote. Against the advice of the military and any expert, he recognized the Taliban. It's like recognizing ISIS. You're going to sit down with ISIS after they fly planes, or Al-Qaeda into the Twin Towers. These people had killed American troops. They killed American troops. We sit down and we, quote, negotiate with them, end quote. And he was going to have it at Camp David. Now, Camp David is an historic place. That's where you have the highest levels of agreements between adversaries only after they've been fully vetted and fully agreed to. So there's just a ceremonial signature. The idiot was going to bring them there. And finally, people said, no way. Why don't you have them for supper at the White House, for Pete's sake? So then he sets it up in Vienna. Vienna is an historic European city. There are a number of them. Paris is the one where many of these peace talks take place, but Vienna is a very big deal. You remember the Congress of Vienna back, I think, around 1815. I mean, some great historical accords have been reached there. And this idiot brings the Taliban there, and they grin and they smile, and they stay in a nice hotel, and they have good food. And they say, we've changed. We are going to free our women, and we are going to be modern, and we are not going to retaliate. They grin. They might as well have been picking their teeth with knives while they said it. And Trump goes, fine. Says to the Afghans, get rid of 5,000 prisoners, let them go. Devastating. The Afghan administration and government saw the handwriting on the wall, and they said, and then he said, we're going to totally be out by May 1. They saw the handwriting on the wall, and they said, we better make the best deal we can because we don't have any support anymore. Some of the Afghan army went over to the Taliban then. There was an Afghan general that went over to the Taliban several years ago. The civilian leadership got out of town when everything hit the fan recently in a helicopter, remember? Got out of town, went to Uzbekistan. Now there's word that they're in the United Arab Emirates somewhere. And people just gave up. And then they're slaughtered. Women are beaten. They're beaten. No girl dares to go to school now. She'll have acid thrown on her. The correct response, in my view, would be not to set a date for withdrawal. We do want to withdraw. But emphasize now what Trump did. And then you can legitimately say Joe Biden should have listened to his military advisors, quite frankly. It's not enough to say what I just said about Trump. Trump was a traitor to the United States. He betrayed us to Russia, to Putin, because he was afraid of him, and Putin bankrolled him, and Putin had the goods on him in the Steele video, the pervert video. He betrayed us. Okay, we know. We were elected to clean up the mess. He betrayed us in Afghanistan by ordering the release of 5,000 prisoners, by recognizing the Taliban and excluding and demoralizing the Afghan government. Okay, we know. We were brought in to clean up the mess. And there should have been an immediate statement that the May 1st withdrawal deadline was inoperative. We're going to do it with all deliberate speed. Biden put in August 1. That was a mistake. The Taliban started around the country taking provincial capitals and murdering people. That was the time for air power. Drone and kit any Taliban encampment, wherever they are, and their villages. Pound, pound, pound. Do it in Africa with Boko Haram, not Procol Harum. Look it up. Not lighter shade of pale. Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, all of them. These are Nazis. We don't call them Nazis because they have an unaccomplished civilization. We call the Nazis Nazis because their culture distantly had produced Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, Hegel, Kant, Nietzsche, Gauss, Riemann, some of the greatest intellectual accomplishment in human history. These other characters, we don't call them Nazis. They believe in race and religion genocide. Word. We don't recognize them. We don't want them in this country. We drone them. We bomb them. And that's what we should have done. Continue to prop up the Afghan government and withdrawn the rest of our troops over time. Okay. But just because we were hired to clean it up, and I think mistakes were made, they can be rectified now. But you have to remember the core basis of it was Trump's decision. Leave you on a good note, very good note. In Georgia, with all of its problems, I'm talking about Georgia, United States, not Georgia, the former member of the Soviet Union in Asia, straddling sort of Europe and Asia, mostly Asia. Georgia officials have warned Marjorie Taylor Greene, get the heck out of our state. She is sniffing around. She and Gates go around doing a Mr. Bones routine together. And they go around complaining about the election and all that. There are problems in Georgia. There's a lawsuit, as you know. 95% of registered voters have already been registered. People are getting angry down there. Well, they finally got up on their hind legs. They said to Marjorie Taylor Greene, get out of our state. She's a rabble rouser. She comes in. She's the QAnon gal. Stripped of her committee assignments, advocated the assassination of the Speaker of the House, a former president and presidential candidate, should be in prison. Threatening assassination is a felony. Somebody chickened out and didn't go after her. QAnon, full frontal QAnon. Georgia, finally, Republicans and Democrats said, get out of here. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show, a lot to talk about, a lot of great callers. Got some great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute. Earl Ingram, my good friend, has an outstanding show at 5 o'clock. Earl Ingram, great evening programming. Great weekend programming. One of my co-hosts, Pizza Box Mike, called in today with some good word. Got to listen to Pizza Box Mike, Jerry on the Sunday, on the Saturday programming. You hear it straight. You hear it really straight from Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.